So we didn't go through this purport very much. Maybe I don't know if we can finish the whole thing. The word Nigrantha conveys these ideas. One who is liberated from nations. One who has no connection with scriptural injunction, i.e., who is freed from the obligations of rules and regulations mentioned in the revealed scripture, like ethics, Vedas, philosophy, psychology, and metaphysics. In other words, the fools, illiterates, urchins, etc., who have no connection with regulated principles. 3, a capitalist. And also 4, one who is penniless.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Krishna Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 7?
Yes.
Text number?
11.
But we didn't finish 10, I don't think the purport. The long purport.
No.
You
finished
it?
Yeah. You read on the end.
Oh, yeah. Hare Gunak Shipta Matir Shila. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Shubhavi. Shila Sukadeva Goswami, the son of Vyasadeva, was not only transcendentally powerful, he was also very dear to the devotees of the Lord. Thus he underwent the study of this great narration, Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Gyan Atimidandasya Janaganasalakayam Taksusviritam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavisam Shapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakaramaya Dadati Svaparantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda Shri Adaita Garadha Shivasari Gaura Bhaktivindam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So Srimad Bhagavatam is full of the narration of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and also of His devotees. So those pastimes are very attractive. We have experience. We can, all of us who have read Srimad Bhagavatam can remember so many nice pastimes that are there. even this pastime here of the Srila Vyasadeva, how he's imparting knowledge to his son, and how his son goes and wanders around and comes to where Maharaj Pikshit is sitting for fasting to death the last 7 days. That's also a very attractive pastime, how Sukadeva Goswami was completely naked, but he was so innocent that even the ladies didn't cover themselves. He was just like a child. So we can just try to appreciate it, how he came into the assembly and everyone stood up to greet him. Then the women and children who were following him, they backed away. They were awestruck that he was given so much respect. Then he took the seat and began to speak, even in front of those who were superior to him, but they were happy to hear him speak this subject matter. So these are just the beginning of some of the nice exchanges, or you can say, narrations that we have access to by the mercy of the Guru Parampara. We can enter into this Srimad Bhagavatam. So many pastimes are there that are attractive. We come to the 10th canto, we see the pastimes of Krishna being described very elaborately, how Krishna is holding up the Govardhan Hill, how he's killing the demons that Kamsa is sending, like Putana witch came with poison on her breast, and Krishna took that breast and sucked the life air from the witch, and she was crying out, "Leave me, leave me." But Krishna took her life, and then later on she became the mother of Krishna. This is a wonderful feature of the Lord, that he is so magnanimous that even one who comes to kill him, he awards a benediction because she offered her breast. These are just some of the features of the Lord that we have access to. and then we can have some feeling for the Lord. If we don't know God, people may preach to us, we should love God. I remember when I was a child in the church, they were also preaching love of God. And I remember they also said, without love of God, your life cannot be successful. I remember thinking about that at one time and think, gosh, I'm a long way from being successful because I don't love God. I don't know anything about God. And so I felt guilty about it, but I couldn't really do anything about it. But by the mercy of Prabhupada, we can do so. We can actually develop love of God because we can come to know God. Without knowing Him, how can we love Him? How is it possible for us just to have some imagination? Oh yes, God. Because we'll be bewildered. Because the only way we can see God is in the creation, and the creation seems to be very cruel. And there's so much suffering here. So it would be difficult for us to love God, an ordinary person, to develop love of God. We were certainly ordinary persons, but the extraordinary opportunity came that we had a chance to meet the Vishnujana, the pure devotee of the Lord. And by His mercy, we could also develop some attraction for hearing and chanting about the Lord. And then by hearing and chanting the Shravanam Kirtan, then we begin to appreciate more and more who is Krishna, how is he great, why is he lovable, how he deals with the devotee so perfectly in every circumstance, especially with the intimate devotees like Radharani, how all his dealings are there to enhance the mood of the devotees with all the different rasas that he's simultaneously exchanging with unlimited devotees. But he's able to deal perfectly in every relationship. And that also is dynamic, becoming more perfect and more perfect. So these features of the Lord, then we can appreciate. And so when we're asked to bow down, then we can do so happily, that we should bow down to such a wonderful person like Krishna, who is so qualified in so many ways. When we're asked to sing His praise, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, we do so happily, knowing that by glorifying Him, we'll also be glorified, because we're part of Him. We're not outside of Him. So we can chant then with devotion, because we don't have to worry about ourselves. But the impersonalists Prabhupada is discussing here, how they're always separate from us, because they're only interested in their self. Ultimately, their goal is to become God, which is actually not at all attractive to the devotee, because the devotee loves God. He doesn't want to become. He wants to remain eternally the servant of the Lord, the lover of the Lord, because this is so, you can say, so such a superior transcendental ecstasy Prabhupada is mentioning here. Sukadeva Goswami experienced that higher taste. Not only higher taste, but even from objective standard, a purer motive, because the motive is love, whereas the personalist motive is selfish, maybe extended selfish. They want to become, they want to get the highest pleasure, but still there's some motive. Whereas the devotee, the pure devotee, they have no such motive. Their only motive is to please the Lord. So if we examine comparative study, then we have to admit that the devotee is the most magnanimous, the most exalted, because they're not concerned about themselves. Like when Prahlad Maharaj is asked for the benediction, he can have anything he wants. Then he says, well, he becomes a little thoughtful, introspective, and he looks inside and he thinks, well, what do I want? And then he answers Lord Nishin, he says, well, actually, I don't feel anything lacking. Somehow, by the mercy of your pure devotee, I'm engaged in your service, so I feel very satisfied in that. But when I see others are suffering, then I feel some unhappiness. So if you want to bless me so that I can convince others to also become your devotees. So that kind of attitude is far superior to that somebody's demanding, I want to become God, I want to have some perfection, I want some power or something should come to me. No. The devotee has no such interest. And therefore, the Lord is happy to reciprocate with such devotee fully. He'll give himself. Well, he won't give himself to the impersonalist. He may give his impersonal realization to them. He may give the rays of his body, allow them to enter into that, but he'll never give himself. So therefore, it's clear that the devotee is the highest, and the experience the devotee has is also superior. He doesn't have to be in anxiety about his position. But the Lord takes that anxiety. There's a transcendental competition. The Lord is happy to be anxious for the devotee. He promises, I'll carry what they lack. I'll preserve what they have. they'll never be vanquished. And even if they commit the most sinful activity, still they're rightly situated. So these are just some of the descriptions that the Lord gives to the devotee. therefore, we should glorify the devotee. This is our, we're experiencing, this is very relishable, to chant the name of the devotee, like when we're chanting Srila Prabhupada's name, we're doing Guru Puja. It's very, you can say, satisfying, because we know that by glorifying the devotee, then Krishna will be pleased, because Krishna is Bhaktivasala, he's very attracted to his devotee. So in this way, the whole bhakti marg becomes very palatable. In the beginning, it's easy, and at the end, it's most sublime. So who won't take up this process? Only those who are killers of the soul. They take pleasure out of killing the soul, their own soul or other soul. They won't be able to understand this sublime process. Otherwise, everyone else should be happy to take it up. And those who don't, then we can simply feel sorry for them and try to tax our brain in such a way to bring them to this side. This is Prahlad's prayer. He wants to become empowered by the Lord so that he can convince people to take to Krishna consciousness. So we can have that kind of prayer. Let our preaching become inspirational to people so that they may also take advantage of this wonderful process of Krishna consciousness that we've been gifted. A matchless gift that's come to us without any, you can say, causelessly. We didn't do anything to deserve it, but it was given to us out of the compassion of the pure devotee. So we would like to reciprocate with him by also giving it to others' innocent souls. Therefore, the mood is to preach. Let us become enthusiastic to spread this movement that Srila Prabhupada has started. And then we'll benefit others, and we'll also be benefited. Okay, any questions?